Right now, Ja brings us an exclusive movie review.
That's right. I went and saw a movie this weekend.
Mm-hmm. What voice is that?
My own.
No one remembers.
It was my own. Yes, I went and saw the Muppets movie this weekend that just came out last week. For fans of the Muppets from Sesame Street or The Muppet Show.
This song always creeped me out.
Man, I loved it. Great way.
Really?
Yeah.
Had a real nervousing effect on me.
Well, I loved it. Great way to start the show. And we had to kind of talk our sixth grader into going with us because he was not brought up on the Muppets.
Did he SG him?
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of SG'd it and said, I don't know. Nah. But, you know, he was very sweet in the end and said, okay, I'll go see it because I think you guys want to see it. And we did. I mean, my wife and I grew up watching the Muppets.
You laughing at that voice.
And watching the Muppet Show. And if you think about what a television event that was in the late 70s, I mean, anyone who was a celebrity in the late 70s went on the Muppet Show.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Martin, Elton John, big musical acts, big actors would go on the show. And I don't know, I've always thought that Jim Henson and Frank Oz were genius. I thought they were good writers. I thought their voices were funny. I thought what they did with the Muppets themselves, the facial expressions, the whole thing was funny to me as a kid. But even as an adult, my older kids kind of grew up on the Muppets because you had some Muppet movies that came out in the 90s and they were marketed, you know, with toys and things like that. So they were very familiar with the Muppets and they liked them. But yeah, this one, he's never really seen the Muppets. So as we watch this movie, which has a lot of star power in it, had that Amy Adams playing the lead role. I like her.
I like her, too.
Jason Segel was in it. Jack Black played a pretty important part in this movie.
Hmm.
Even Zach Galifianakis had a very small part in the movie. It's well written. It's well done. There was one thing that bothered me. And by the way, before we went to see it, we saw a deal online that 98% of all critics who saw it loved it and gave it a major thumbs up. I'm going to go ahead and give it a thumbs up, too. I think it's an entertaining movie. It's a good, safe kids movie. If your kid is older than 10, you may have to kind of talk him into it because I'm sure in the schoolyard it's being downplayed. It's all the Muppets.
Super gay.
Yeah. They probably won't admit that they went and saw the Muppets with their parents. The only thing that bothered me was the voices didn't sound the same.
They're just a little off, aren't
just
they?
Just a little off. Kermie's just a little off.
Well, Miss okay, just a he's bit dead. Off. Jim Henson's
I know,
dead.
I know, but in a way, didn't the Muppets kind of die with Jim Henson? Well,
apparently
sadly.
Not. Apparently not. Who was it that bought them? Disney eventually
Disney
bought them,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jim Henson died in 90...
90 or 91, something
yeah,
like
90.
That.
90.
And Frank Oz retired as a voice actor in 2001. So he stopped doing Miss Piggy and Fozzie Bear and all of his host of characters. So you're going to have all different voices. But can characters outlive their voices?
Yes. As you start going through the movie, by the end of it, you accept Kermit for his voice and Miss Piggy for hers. And it's not as jolting as it was at the beginning of the movie. But all I could think about as I was watching this is, man, they should have called Gordo because he does a spot-on Miss Piggy and a pretty good Kermit.
True.
And if you gave Gordo a month to say, okay, you have to be Kermit, he could absolutely nail the part.
That's not true, and P1s will find out about that at 8:40 today. Be sure you tuned in.
Oh, dear.
It's going to be awesome.
And the Miss Piggy impersonation was only the one sentence.
Do it, though. It's perfect.
No, because it's
going to be the karate chop?
No. It was...
Come on.
Okay, hold on. I got to stop smiling. Oh, Kermit, Kermit, Kermit. Watch it! That was the extent of my Miss Piggy impersonation.
And that's all I thought about through the whole movie was, oh, Kermit, 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 watch it!
Well, it's Norm.
See, it kills it for
now,
me. Like, when I watch the new versions of Charlie Brown and the voices are different, kills it for me.
Mm-hmm. But even when we were kids, didn't Charlie Brown have several different voices?
Yeah, but you were a kid, so you didn't really know it.
Huh.
And here's the really SG thing. And they were coming up with this plot to save the Muppet Theater that's going to be torn down by Tex Richmond, who wants to drill for oil.
Why
there.
Is it the same plot every one of these movies?
They have to raise money, so they
Tex Richmond.
So they do a fundraiser, a telethon, and they all, you know, do an act. and this is real SG, but I couldn't help but tear up when Kermit did the Rainbow Song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would tear up at that, too.
I mean, I know
I think that's
really
a beautiful song.
It's a great song, and it still gets to me when he does that. And
when can we stop worrying about the SGs of the world?
I know.
Just
I know.
Everyone can kind of go ahead and live life without worrying about the cool thing.
But it's funny, as we're going through this, and you know, I'm looking down at my 11-year-old, and he's kind of smiling at part of it, and he laughs at a few parts. But most of it, he just kind of glazed over because he didn't get a lot of the inside Muppet jokes and things like that. And, yeah, I think the young kid, like the 6 or 7 year old, will just like him for the same reason we liked him when we were little, as they're introduced to the Muppets for the first time. They'll like it. But your 10, 11-year-old probably won't. In fact, if you have an 18 or 20-year-old, he will probably like it more than the tweener will that you want to take to a kid's movie.
I've had a complicated relationship with the Muppets. I never really liked them.
Man, I loved them.
I never really liked them. Of course, I watched it when it was on because it was like, well, at least this is better than whatever else is going on TV when I was a kid. But it just, they kind of creeped me out. And I don't know what it was. They weren't real lovable
Kermit
to me or something.
Kermit creeped you out? Lovable Kermit?
I don't know. It's just, he would get put in awkward situations and I never really liked the Muppet Show. I never really liked it. I never liked the Muppets. And then Jim Henson got off into Dark Crystal, and even Fraggle Rock creeped me out. They were subterranean weird creatures.
Yeah.
And
I don't know about all that. But the characters on Sesame Street, the characters on The Muppet Show, I thought were very lovable, funny. Fozzie Bear, you didn't like Fozzie Bear?
I liked Fozzie, but then, you know, I felt bad for Kermit because he was always being sexually harassed by that pig, and and that made me feel uncomfortable that there was this whole sexual element to the show. And
that is weird, a frog and a pig, and that is explored here, the romance between Kermit and Miss Piggy.
And then I can't get over the fact, okay, it's now, what's the year? What are we at?
2011.
2009? What, 2011. And, okay, we don't need puppets anymore. We got stuff that's better.
These aren't puppets. These are Muppets.
They're puppets.
To another level.
And to have people hiding up under plywood with their hand through a hole is just, why are we doing that? We've got computers now. We've got standard 2D animation, which is fine. Puppets were always a cheap solution.
From age 8, the Muppets have been a massive tune-out for me.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you.
Up until age 8, I liked them because, like you said, it was a better option than Perry Mason on Friday afternoon. And I had a Cookie Monster puppet, and okay, I was into it because it was...
Cookie Monster was great.
But once I turned about 8, after that, I've never watched a Muppet movie. As soon as the Muppet Show came on TV, I flipped the station.
Oh,
it was just
no.
a massive tune out for me.
Man, I loved them.
I never found them funny.
My simple-minded brain was perfect for them.
It just—I guess I never got into the whole puppet thing.
Animal, the drummer, Ralph, the piano player.
Okay, Animal was funny because he'd play real crazy.
Ah,
Ralph was kind of funny with his ears flopping around, but. Now, I will give the Muppet movie, not this one, the original Muppet movie, it had great songs.
This has great
Rainbow
songs.
Rainbow Connection, great song.
This has great songs. New songs that are written, and it is... that's
Moving Right Along, great song.
Don't Go See It, Junior, because it is basically a musical.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Yeah.
And I've also never liked the human interaction with the Muppets.
Why? That's kind of funny. See Charles Durning interact with puppets?
Yeah, I've always thought that was weird.
Steve Martin serving Miss Piggy and Kermit wine.
Yeah, it never worked for me.
Funny.
Turn it up.
We'll hitchhike bus or yellow cabin.
Cabin.
Moving right along. Boys, blues, and fancy free.
This movie has good music, too. Am I a Man or a Muppet? There's a song that's introducing this. It's really good. And I'm not a musical fan.
All right, turn it down. It's too distracting.
I'm not a musical fan necessarily, but I think this whole thing works. And again, critics absolutely love this thing. Audiences have loved it. And I think if you're introducing your kid to the Muppets for the first time, I think he'll like it.
All right, would you like to hear some of Miss Piggy's new voice?
Yeah.
I have it. It's a guy named Eric Jacobson, and he took over Miss Piggy from Frank Oz back in 2001.
And, well, naturally, they called Ma.
Typical.
I'm sorry.
All right, peeps, let's bounce.
What's wrong with that voice?
Fabulous! I want the girl caught and captured! If she resists,
actually, that sounds like Frank Oz.
Destroy her! Hit it! Come, son, so you can leave! The silver shoes in the door! Cause the diva's got the floor!
Hey, Kermit, maybe if we search around, we can find someone to help us.
Good idea! Anyone can see.
This is a new one?
Yeah.
Nothing really matters.
Is that Miss Piggy?
Yeah.
Nothing really matters. But moi!
See, it's stupid.
Yeah, they miss Frank Oz and they miss Jim Henson, but it's still...
You like Gonzo's voice? I always loved Gonzo's voice. Who had that guy? Dave Getz? Whatever.
Yeah, they had to get them the gang back together, and they had to go get Gonzo. He's now a plumbing mogul. And I was hoping that maybe he wouldn't come back. He was the
you
one.
You didn't like Gonzo?
No, I was not a
See,
Gonzo
I loved
fan.
Gonzo, but I hated the fact that he was married to a chicken. And not only that, he was married to a chicken that didn't talk, I don't think.
Yeah, he was married to a chicken, wasn't he?
Like, most of the other ones were anthropomorphized enough that, okay, I guess Kermit, Miss Piggy, I guess they at least can talk. Mm-hmm. But, like, Gonzo seemed like it was just flat-out bestiality. It was just like, this chicken didn't even talk. So how's that his wife?
It's a funny chicken song in this thing, too.
Camilla the Chicken?
Yeah.
That was his wife. Do you know some of these Muppets? Dr. Bunsen Honeydew? You remember
him? With Beaker.
Yeah, the Beaker. Yeah, he's the...
The scientist.
The scientist who's always blowing up Beaker.
Dr. Julius Strange Pork?
Pigs in Space.
Yeah.
Oh, funny. That was always a tune out to me.
Floyd Pepper.
Not
that was the band that Animal was in.
Foo Foo.
Okay, Foo Foo.
Miss Piggy's dog, it says.
Oh.
Now, I always thought Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem Orchestra was a cool
name.
They're
in this, yeah. And they're good.
Here's a skip shot. Lou Zealand.
We don't need puppets anymore.
Yes, we do.
The world has moved beyond puppets.
And they address this in the movie about how the world has moved on from the Muppets, but the thing is, we haven't. And spares like me still need the Muppets, and we'll go see their movies when they put them out. So
only because it's a sentimental thing.
Yeah, so what?
It's nostalgic to you.
Sue me. I'm sentimental.
Hey, every Christmas, I still listen to the Muppets Christmas CD.
What's wrong with
you
it?
Do?
With John Experimental Plane Denver. Absolutely.
Yeah. Take your kids. It's good.
All right, 8:34 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Coming up next, a very high-risk, high-reward 840 bit that may include a Muppet. But first, at 8:40 on The Ticket, we are joined in studio by two very special guests here to talk football and to promote their cause. It's NBC Sunday Night Football announcer Al Michaels.
Yeah, good morning.
And the very famous Muppet Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here. And along with Al Michaels, we're here to promote Sunday Night Football on NBC and the new Muppet movie.
Wait, I thought I was Al Michaels.
No, I'm Al Michaels.
I'm Al Michaels.
No, I'm Al Michaels.
Okay,
you're Kermit
the Frog
here. And we're going to promote football and the new Muppet movie. So are you a football fan, Kermit?
I love football.
Yeah? Who's your favorite player?
Well, who's your favorite player?
I tell you what, on the count of three, let's say the name of our favorite player.
Okay.
God.
One, two, three. Rashard Mendenhall. Wait a second.
Hey,
that's my favorite player.
My favorite player.
All right, second favorite player.
Okay.
One, two, three. Gerald Sensabaugh. Wait a second.
How can that be?
You're stealing my favorite player.
We have so much in common. We like football, and we like Rashard Mendenhall and Gerald Sensabaugh.
I'm lost now. Who's Kermit and who's
Al
Michaels?
Michaels.
Okay. I thought I was Al Michaels.
No, I'm Al Michaels.
Oh, I must be Kermit the Frog.
All right, how about your favorite team?
All right, one, two, three. Dolphins.
Seahawks.
Wait a second.
All right, let's try that again. Three, two, one.
The Seahawks.
Both are names that we like to say. Dolphins and Seahawks.
Yeah, that's one and two.
Yeah, that's right. So how's the new Muppet movie doing, Kermit?
It's doing well. Although it kind of sucks that I have to work with Muppets. Then again, you got it rough. You got to work with Collinsworth.
You're not a Collinsworth guy?
Huh?
Now you sound like Paul McCartney.
Oh, bebop-sa-boopsa.
Hey, we got a special guest on our hotline right now joining us.
What are we doing here?
Football. is John Gruden.
Oh, is he joining us on the in the studio? Is he on the ticket hotline?
I'm in studio, and let me tell you, either one of you guys could play for me any day of the week.
Well, how
about that? You both have great motors, and you really get after it.
Well, how about that?
John
Gruden saying that we could play football for him.
Are we really doing a bit with Al Michaels, Kermit the Frog, and John Gruden?
Yes, we are.
You're special players, but at this point, my character has become overexposed.
So it's time
for me to get ready for our next Monday night football game, San Diego at Jacksonville. Both teams really need a win, and I need to get the hell out of here.
Wait a second, John Gruden, I have a question for you.
This morning, Jacksonville fired Jack Del Rio as their head coach. Would you consider coming back and coaching the Jaguars?
Well, you're both special guys, and you could each play for me any day of the week.
I have a question for you.
I gotta go.
What's green and smells like pork?
I have no idea.
My middle finger.
Whoa! I think we're on the air.
I didn't have utensils, and I had to eat pork for breakfast.
Oh, okay. I guess that's passable then. Well, hi-ho here.
Hey, look, I found a handgun.
Oh, good. Here, shoot John Gruden and then shoot me, please.
Take this, John Gruden. Al Michaels, take this.
Please.
In no funeral. Why is there a dial tone?
That was the...
What just happened?
It was teased as a high risk, high reward bit. We never got to the high reward part.
Oh, I think we did.
Did we?
I think we did.
You
could get Kermit the Frog, Al Michaels, and John Gruden on. You don't think that's high reward?
Did you think when you woke up this morning that we'd be doing a bit with those three?
Coming up next, do we get Johnny Carson, Ed McMahon, and Jennifer Capriati?
Ooh, that sounds like a good idea.
No, I think I see the ball sailing over the outfield wall and into the seats.
No.
Yeah, I see us
grounding out to the pitcher.
Well, there you go, P1s, Al Michaels, along with Kermit the Frog and John Gruden. Only on America's favorite radio station can you hear something like that.
Watch it!
8:45 here on Sports Radio 3.